So as to just share with you a short but very, very, I think, moving idea. So in Perek Memhei, the beginning of Perek Memhei starts off in a very dramatic fashion. Remember, Parshas Vayigash is Yehuda's supplicative plea before Yosef, not even realizing that he's speaking mamish to his brother, but begging this what he views as this despotic, irrational viceroy from going ahead and keeping Binyamin, saying, essentially, take me. I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm more able, I'll suit your needs much better than my brother ever can. So the Torah says, V'lo yachol, this is in Perek Memhei, chapter 45, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, V'lo yachol Yosef lehisapek lechol anisavim alav. Yosef was unable to restrain, to hold himself back in front of all of those around him. Vayikra hotziu kol ishme alai. And he said, everyone leave the room. For the Amad Ish Ito Behisvada Yosef Elechov. And no one was with Yosef when Yosef made his identity known to his brothers. So there's an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says, actually I apologize, I should have brought it with me, but the Medrash says that when Yosef cleared the room and he called out, so it's just Yosef and his brothers, he called out, he says, Yosef ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Yaakov, Ba'ilai. Calls out, Yosef, the son of Yaakov, Yosef, the son of Yaakov, come to me. And the brothers start looking in all the different directions. And again, he calls out, the Medrash says three times, Yosef ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Yaakov, Ba'ilai, come to me. And the brothers, mamash, scanning all corners of the room, and they can't see where this Yosef ben Yaakov is. And finally, Yosef says to them, why are you looking in all corners of the rooms? He says, Vayomru Yosef el Achav, Ani Yosef. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in that medrash? What does he mean, Yosef saying, Yosef ben Yaakov, boy, like, come to me. What's happening here? And the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. He says, in that moment, before Yosef revealed his identity to his brothers, he realized that he had to decide how he was going to relate to the people who wronged him for the years to come. And says the Baal Shem Tov, what the Medrash is trying to highlight to us is that Yosef was grappling with himself. Yosef was trying to figure out, who am I? What am I? He was looking for Yosef ben Yaakov. Is Yosef ben Yaakov alive anymore? Is Yosef ben Yaakov in existence anymore? Or is Yosef ben Yaakov long gone? Am I just Safnas Paneach? Am I just Avreich? Am I just the viceroy of Egypt? Have I lost all ties ultimately again to this greater family? Or is Yosef ben Yaakov still alive and well? He was mamish in that moment of right before he revealed his identity to his brothers. He's looking for who and what he was. He's looking, and says Lashon knows something deeper. What Yosef was saying to himself was like this: I have a choice. And my choice is, I could hold on to the anger, I could hold on to the animosity, and I could choose to go ahead and be angry at them for the rest of my life. And the truth is, I have the right to do so. You know, we'll say there are some times where people in life hurt us so badly that I have a right to be angry, and I have a right to nurture that animosity until 120. But if I do that, says Yosef, then what do I do to myself? Then what do I do to myself? Then it's true I stay angry, and I'm right for being angry. But I will say, you know about people who harbor animosity or harbor hatred towards other people, ultimately they become very bitter, cynical, jaded individuals who most people simply don't want to be around. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that's ultimately the struggle, the internal struggle of Yosef. Yosef ben Yaakov Ba'ilai, Yosef ben Yaakov Ba'ilai. Can I ever go ahead and reclaim my former self or not? And says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, what does Yosef do? That's when he says, Vayomer Yosef el Echav, Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef is much more than simply the revelation of an identity. It's the reclaiming of an identity. I choose to be Yosef. I choose to be your brother. I choose to let go, not forget, but I choose to let go of that hurt. I choose to let go of that animosity. I choose to let go of that pain, because I choose instead to reclaim my relationship with you. I choose instead to reclaim my relationship with our family. I choose instead to reclaim my former self. And the Baal Shem Tov says this is an incredible yisod, because we all have those moments in life, Rabosai, where we have to decide the people we want to be. We have pain, we have letdown, we have others who have hurt us. Life hasn't gone our way. Perhaps we're happy with the things that Ribono Shel Olam has done to us. And so we're in those moments where we have to decide who and what am I going to be. And we call out, Yosef ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Yaakov Boyelai. I used to be so innocent, like we saw in Rav Kashti. I used to be so pure. I used to be so good. So much has happened in life. But the Shaila is, which identity do I want to reclaim? Which elements of my past do I want to reclaim? Who is the person I want to be? And halavai we should be zocha, that just like Yosef had the strength to say, Ani Yosef, and despite all of the horrible trauma, he chose to reclaim his relationship with his brothers. He chose to reclaim his identity of the past. So we'll say, no matter how many difficult things we've been through in life, let us also find the courage to reclaim the beautiful parts of our personality, to reclaim the parts of our relationships that have been lost, to reclaim that which has been good and has been lost no matter how much time has elapsed. Let us have the courage to say, Yosef ben Yaakov Boilai, but more important, let us have the courage to say, Ani Yosef.